producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
7.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Had an extraordinary time at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference in Dallas, Texas recently. And the guy who set the stage, because I was a little trepidatious, I'll be honest with you, going into this conference, I hadn't spoken to a homeopathic crowd in years, because you know me, I talk about everything for everybody. I want everybody to get the word. And so Scylla Whatcott put this together, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is exciting, yet I don't know, I'm a little nervous. And I go in, the first guy speaking is a Dr. Isaac Golden, all the way from Australia. I don't know how he's awake, he just flew in. And he set the stage beautifully, told many stories, shared about his experience with homeoprophylaxis, and I was just blown away that toward the tail end, he said, you know, these are my experiences, this is what I do, but you may have what you did. And I joke with him after, I said, you're far too reasonable to be a homeopath, because years on, I met so many that were so dogmatic, and really there was a schism. And I thought, when will we work together? When will we enjoy and appreciate each other, learn from each other? And this guy's doing it so well. And he's traveled around the world to be here, and I'm just honored and grateful that he's with us now. Dr. Isaac Golden, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's been a great pleasure meeting you at the conference, and the conference itself was an amazing achievement, actually, by Scylla and Kathy and the whole team. Bringing people from around the world is no mean feat, and getting, you know, some of the participants like Dr. Andrew Wakefield,
yes,
who of course is now in America, but yeah. Getting him along for a very inspiring few hours.
Wow.
Was really it made me feel very honored and privileged to be here.
Well, I have to ask you, because again, as a, you know, a homeopath in the land that lost homeopathy almost in America,
yes,
right? And this was, it saved my life. It literally, I transformed my life when I was in my 20s, and this is why, you know, I've just sent a different course of action in my life. You from Australia, I don't know, and I've been to Australia, and I love the country, I love the people, although I was disappointed when they disallowed Sherry Tenpenny, my other friend, from coming in, so there's obviously controversy there.
Absolutely.
But you've been to conferences like this, you've spoken on homeoprophylaxis, you've talked about nozos, you've talked about vaccines converted into homeopathic form, and I don't know, I don't have a comparison in terms of, I don't mean better or worse, but as far as the context of the kind of seminar we experienced here in America for the first time in a long time.
Look, your seminar here was rather unique, I thought. A lot of what I do when I travel is to do one-day seminars where I'm, you know, the only person delivering for the whole day. Or, in Australia, every 2 years we have our own national conference, but the topics range far and wide, and most of the time I'm the only person out of maybe 15 speakers or 20 speakers over a weekend dealing with homeoprophylaxis. And most people in Australia don't bother, because they know I've always got so much to say, and there's always some new data from India or Cuba or something like that.
Right.
So this conference was actually unique, and one of the interesting things about it, and this is really important, I don't regard myself as being anti-vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a great believer that it's the parents' choice, but I'm also a great believer that parents deserve honest and factual information, and so when they make a choice, they're making a real choice, not one that's forced on them, not one that's coerced by false media false statements from
sure.
the CDC, from, you know, health orthodox health bodies.
When we talk about being fully informed, you mean fully informed.
On both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I have patients who vaccinate their children, and they have my full support. And there are many reasons why parents who are concerned about vaccine damage mm-hmm. may vaccinate their children. Peer group pressure, family pressure, pressure from schools, pressure from their doctor, pressure from, you know, the hospitals. There's so much pressure in Australia, and I imagine it's very similar here.
Sure, yes.
That if a parent makes a decision not to vaccinate, they really have to own that decision, because it's not a consequence-free decision. They have consequences socially, economically, and now the legislation in California, educationally for their children, and it's happening in Australia. The educational opportunities are starting to be closed down for preschool children, not for school children yet, mm-hmm. and also some economic benefits and support for childcare has now been legislated away by the federal government, though mm-hmm. a group of people have gone to the federal legislators in Canberra, mm-hmm. and they're actually reviewing that decision as we speak.
That's good news.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there are a few politicians who are going to listen. Mm-hmm. What their decision is a different matter. But as I mentioned at the beginning of my talk, it's for this reason that I feel the need for people to really connect with the political process. And in Australia, a group of colleagues and I have taken over an existing political party. We've renamed it with the Health Australia Party. We've rewritten the constitution, etc., all the documentation. We're almost finished with developing a new website and a massive database. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run candidates in every state in Australia at the next federal election next year. Mm. People who support mums and dads' right to have the form of health care they want,
yes.
including pharmaceutical medicine,
right.
but all forms of natural medicine. We also will strongly support people's right to refuse invasive medical procedures without their permission, basically, that people have to retain the right to make a conscientious objection, a religious
right.
exemption, whatever.
Dr. Gold, we in the States have been coming, I've been covering too many stories of children who are taken from their parents by Child Protective Services just based on sometimes it's a vaccination issue or, as you said, an invasive medical procedure that they do not agree with.
Yep.
Even hospitals that conflict with one another, the hospital colludes with government agencies. And it, you know, the word fascism was used this weekend, especially in relation to California, and Dr. Wakefield said
yes.
this is now the most fascist state based on the removal of any access to education based on vaccination status.
Yeah.
You seem to be arguing for inclusion, openness, freedom to choose, as I do. I have perspectives on vaccination. And this, the way it's conducted now, I'm in complete opposition of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I argue for your freedom exactly as you do,
yeah.
to be a fully informed and aware person to make the decision, because you're the parent, it's your children, not mine, not the state's, and I just want to support you any way you go. If you go that way, I'm not going to shun you.
Yeah.
I will help you when you're here if you need my help.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what we need. And I've been very particular over the years, particularly the last decade, because I've been doing this for 3 decades now, Robert. And
You're 30 years old now.
Well, I feel a little bit older than 30.
Well, it's the jet lag. It's just the jet lag. Yes.
And, you know, I really, particularly in the last 10 to 15 years, have consciously tried to move away from being anti-vax, because
sure.
it's so easy to be misinterpreted
or marginalized for just
absolutely
yeah, sure.
Now in terms of dealing with the orthodox medical establishment, the pharmaceutical establishment,
mm-hmm.
that hasn't helped. But in terms of dealing with parents,
mm-hmm.
You know, intelligent people who are prepared to listen to both sides, I just feel I can do better work if I come along and say, well, look, you know, there's this point of view, but on the other hand there's this other point of view. And
mm-hmm.
whilst, you know, I don't have grandchildren. I have 7 grandchildren. As far as I know, none of them are vaccinated.
So you're not 30, you're 40. Okay. So as far as you know, they're not vaccinated. Okay.
Well, as far as I know, none of them. It's their parents' choice, not mine. But
no.
I used to vaccinate my children before I knew what homeopathy was and before one of them was vaccine damaged. And
mm-hmm.
then after that, the remaining children, I didn't vaccinate.
Yeah.
And with my grandchildren, all my children know my position and they know why, but right. it's their choice.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, none of them are, and I would support that. But if one of the children said they wanted to vaccinate their child, what I would be saying to them is, right, what you need to do is take as many precautions as possible, minimize the vaccines that you're going to use to serious diseases, not to mild diseases.
Right.
So, for example, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, to me, is highly questionable, as is the chickenpox vaccine,
right.
for example, because in healthy children, they're mild diseases, and if they get a little bit out of hand, they're very easily treated homeopathically. They
yes.
respond really well.
Yes.
And in children whose immune systems are compromised, they can be very serious diseases, mm-hmm. but they're exactly the children you don't want to vaccinate.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones most potentially at risk.
It's absolutely too reasonable. As I said, you're far too reasonable. How is that possible? No, I actually love it. And I think that the parents would be more often than not open to a discussion. Of course, we often define our terms sometimes. You know, when we are accused of being something, you know, sometimes Dr. Wakefield said, well, ask a question back. Or you know, yeah. Alan, the attorney, Alan Phillips, he said, you know, you must kind of get to common ground, because if not, we're talking over one another.
Yep.
And so engaging in a debate is fine as long as we understand the terms that were discussed.
Can I actually say what I say to my parents?
Yes, please.
And that is those who are using the homeopathic immunization program. I say that if you have to talk to a doctor or someone who is opposed to what you're doing, mm-hmm. start with a point of agreement. Start by saying that we believe in immunizing our child against the potentially most serious diseases. And that's exactly what we're doing when we're using prophylaxis, because vaccination is only one way of doing that. Mm. Homeoprophylaxis is another way. And then, if someone says, well, it's a lot of rubbish, or they quote someone saying you shouldn't do it, that then becomes a matter of evidence. And I say to parents, you can be 99.9% sure that whoever's having this conversation with you has not seen all the evidence about homeoprophylaxis. Mm. But at least you've started with a point of agreement, not with a point of, you know, contention.
Sure.
And
yeah.
that often will diffuse the situation. It shows the person you're talking to that you're a responsible parent and you are proactively doing something to protect your child against the most serious diseases. And, you know, a lot of people argue about whether herd immunity
Ooh.
Actually exists or not.
All right, you've opened
up. But if it does,
yes.
let me just finish this. If herd immunity is correct, mm-hmm. you are also contributing to herd immunity because you're reducing the number of potential carriers circulating in the community.
Very well said. We got to take a break. That's the only reason I was coming in. But we're going to be right back. A special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Isaac Golden, all the way from Australia. Enjoying him immensely. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, we were just talking with Dr. Isaac Golden. He's with us again. Homeoprophylaxis is the overarching theme here, but all healing is in discussion, and I love the discussion that we're having about the idea even of how to communicate with doctors and parents on the issue of finding common ground, finding points where we can start. It's peaceful, and we can open up more of that dialogue and discussion.
And, Robert, just to add to that, I have a website with a page on a very brief summary, an overview of the evidence that we do have for homeoprophylaxis.
Right.
And what quite a few parents do is just print that out and take it with them. And so if they're challenged and people say, well, there's no evidence, then they can say, well, actually, you're obviously not aware, but this, 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 and this. And people can disagree and say, well, we don't accept the evidence, but at least they can't say there's no evidence.
Yeah.
And that's a very big difference.
Yes.
And so a lot of the critics just say there's no evidence, which is patently untrue, because homeoprophylaxis is used by some governments around the world in millions of people, literally, administered by people with orthodox medical qualifications. So when other people hear that, they may think still that it's a lot of nonsense or it can't work, but they've got to say why governments would actually use this. I mean, one reason why governments use it is that it's 1/20th of the cost of vaccines, but it's more than that. Another reason is that it doesn't have potential for long-term or short-term adverse events, which, as you know, in America, is now at $3.2 billion. That's the vaccine damage compensation payments made to date. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. The actual cost to the whole national economy, as well as to individuals, of course, of dealing with chronic illness which arises from vaccination, which of course is still denied in orthodox circles, is immense. I mean, you're talking billions and billions of dollars that could be saved by governments. And as in Australia, in America, I know your health system is eating up a higher and higher percentage of GDP, and it will become unsustainable if it's not already.
Well, we call it a system of disease management at best.
Well, that's what it is. It's not a health system. It's a disease management system.
Right, and to some degree, disease creation, if we look at the injuries in childhood causing a reliance on an allopathic intervention, which might not be necessary.
When you think about it, I mean, my original training was in economics, and I ran a tax practice for 3 years, and so that's where my original training was before homeopathy. So I like statistics and I like figures.
Yes.
But when you think about it, the big pharma has managed to create a business model which is absolutely unique in that it rewards failure. It rewards not making people healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It rewards chronic illness, keeping people coming back for more and more drugs in higher and higher doses. It is an absolutely insane business model, and that's why we want to get into the parliament in Australia, to let the politicians in there know this, because they have no idea, most of them.
Yeah.
You know, the average politician... I won't say anything rude. I'm trying to be very polite.
We're a talk radio. You can be rude.
and I'm leaving soon, so no one's going to come
and
after
we don't
me.
Know where you live exactly.
And I'm a
big island, though.
I live in the bush.
In the bush. Good luck finding him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, the average politician is probably a very sincere person at the beginning, at least.
Sure.
But they really don't know anything about health. They are given advice by orthodox authorities who are all trained in the pharmaceutical model.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they feel, many of them, that this is the way to go. But if we can get people on the floor of the parliament telling them, you know, this is actually not the way to go.
Right.
And revealing some of the things that, for example, Neil Miller or Dr. Wakefield reveal, because they're just as applicable in Australia as they are here, that will change some of them. And the more we get change in the policy makers and the people who sign off on bits of legislation, there's a potential there to make a genuine change.
Sure.
Not in 20 years, but in the next 5 or 10.
Doesn't it have to be ultimately an interpersonal thing? It's like, you know, a homeopath seeks or somebody sought out. That there's nobody in between that, or shouldn't be, in that relationship, which is where we've corrupted so much of healthcare. You've got these third parties dictating, right?
Yep.
And in that way, too, the change that we want to see in those folks, sometimes it has to come through tragedy, unfortunately. You know, children of their own family injured in some way. But, you know, how do we appeal to that heart center, which is different because many of these politicians are appealed by the pocketbook. You know, are you going to support me in the next election? And I think it's a challenge. And we're on another break here.
Yep.
I am having an absolutely wonderful time with you, Dr. Golden. Stick around. We're going to find out the website that he mentioned, because I know now you're saying, he didn't tell us the website. I want to see it. I want to print it out. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Check it out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back, and we got Dr. Isaac Goldman with us, and I twisted his arm, and he gave us the website. No, he gave it freely of his own accord. We don't do violence here. Home study, and it's HOM, H-O-M. You're going to think it's H-O-M-E, but it's not. H-O-M, like homeopathy, shortened, H-O-M, study.net, and it's in the links in the show notes today, so you can't miss it. Link on it, and you'll get a lot more than just what we've discussed so far. Will that link also to your books?
Yes. Yeah, so there's one page which is on the immunization issue. There's another page on publications, and there's another page on courses, because I actually have a number of web-based courses. There's one particularly for parents.
Mm-hmm.
So if a parent from anywhere in the world can do this, it's not a webinar, so you don't have to be online at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a series of five lectures. Each lecture has a whole lot of PowerPoints and,
yeah,
you know, factual information, and there's a little box down the bottom showing me lecturing to the actual presentation that they have on the screen. They can go back and access it at any time. And if they have any questions,
mm-hmm,
they can email them in as part of the course. So if anyone would like to find out a bit more about homeoprophylaxis, nice, any parents out there,
yeah,
then the parents' course is available for people to take. And as I said, we have people from all over the world.
At their own pace?
Yeah, at their own pace. There's no rush. And I also have another course similarly done, but for practitioners, which,
okay,
is a longer course and more,
nice,
involved. And I've just... literally last week, we released a new course on the treatment of vaccine damage.
Ah, that's so important.
I think the first iteration of that is mainly going to be for practitioners, but there's a parents... The first four lectures are meant to be for parents as well,
mm-hmm,
because they're introducing... Because homeopathy has a lot to offer in the treatment of vaccine damage.
Yes.
We alluded to this a little bit at the conference this weekend, but the conference this weekend was more focused on prevention. But there are many, many cases, unfortunately, of vaccine damage. Autism's not the only one.
Right.
It is one, but it's not the only one by any means. And it can be non-psychological issues,
yeah,
like eczema,
sure,
asthma, allergies, ear, hearing problems are all very, very common as a result. And they, of course, if not treated,
I've personally
well,
been through a lot of those myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned one of the vaccine injuries I had with the smallpox vaccine.
Yeah.
And I had some brutal experiences trying to come out of it. But homeopathy helped stimulate, you know, as we talk about the vital force,
yes,
to remove the interference. And but again, so few in my country still are yet to know. We've got a lot of work to do.
Why on earth would you need a smallpox vaccination?
No, that's another question. But at the time, I was just a kid. What did I know? They gave, you know, they still gave it then.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's changed. But I don't put it past them that they will try again. But in the meantime, we got to do our work to get the word out. So these courses, web-based courses, homstudy.net, homestudy.net. We've got it linked up. Are these free for cost donation? How does it? How do people,
right,
work?
So I don't do any of the technical details.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even own a mobile phone, so
yeah,
I'm not a high-tech person. So a homeopathic colleague of mine, Dr. Shilpa, who's an Indian surname, mm-hmm, that I can't pronounce.
Okay.
Her husband is an IT expert.
Yes.
She has her own sites, and she asked me some years ago, would I do something? And so I've left all the technical details up to her. The way she does it, we have three brief, free introductory lectures that people can just go on the site and,
mm-hmm,
have a listen. And if they feel that they'd like to do more, then the major courses are paid courses.
Okay, great. Well, this is wonderful. So everybody's open to it. You can check it out and plug in. Listen, we've only scratched the surface, of course. And on the issue of injury remediation,
yeah,
as we said, the injury can be subtle, can be brutal,
yeah,
and overt, like in autism, and everything in between. I'm so keenly interested in you know, what you have learned, what you've garnered over the years. I'm going to have to see if I can plug in the midst of all my broadcasting. but I just love being able, like we did this weekend, even just to throw it out there as ideas for consideration, for digestion, and say, oh, I hadn't thought about that. And it's just kind of an opening salvo, I think, is what Scylla had put together. And it just got me so genuinely excited because... as much as my love of homeopathy is the cornerstone for what drives me, I recognize that we're still such a small minority, even within the healthcare sector, even the holistic healthcare sector. We keep narrowing it down and go, oh, there's the homeopath over there in that corner. And I was just so overwhelmingly happy to see a group like that where I could make a joke and the Latin named homeopathic remedy is the punchline and people laugh. They got it. I'm like, where am I?
That's right.
So maybe you've traveled more in those circles, but I've been kind of not isolated, but at the same time with this community, it's been fascinating.
Yes. Well, I mean, homeopathy, according to the World Health Organization, is used by 500 million people around the world.
Fine.
So in America and Australia, because Australia, unfortunately, and I say that without any disrespect intended, but unfortunately has followed the American model, not the European model,
mm-hmm,
it was popular in Australia like it was in America at the end of the 1800s and the early 1900s, and then with the Flexner Report, I think 1910, everything changed for homeopathy. Same in Australia. Mm-hmm. It's making a resurgence here and to a lesser extent in Australia as well. But you go to Europe, you go to the Indian subcontinent, you go to South America. These massive continents use homeopathy. Mm. And the interesting thing was the World Health Organization published an atlas of CAM, or they call it TCAM, Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine Use, back in 2007. They divided the world into half and by GDP. Mm-hmm. Homeopathy is often alluded to as being a poor country or a poor person's medicine.
Right, yes.
In fact, it was the number one form of CAM in the upper socioeconomic group and the number two form of CAM in the lower socioeconomic group. So it's used particularly by people who are educated, who have done a lot of research and study. But it is also a wonderful form of medicine for people, say, living in rural places in India where education is very limited, where their resources are virtually nil.
Right.
It's a perfect form of medicine as well. So it can just be used like pharmaceutical medicine for basic day-to-day physical complaints,
mm-hmm.
or it can be used for the wealthy neurotics amongst us.
Right.
And you've got as many in America as
there are. Oh, we have plenty. We do. Well, I wanted to get to the economic side of that because we talked a little bit about the prophylaxis, HP prophylaxis scenario in Cuba, which I don't know if it was intended to happen or inadvertently it happened, but you've also lectured there as well.
Well, I've been there four times gathering data, and one of the wonderful things about Cuba has been, because of the embargo over the last 50 years, Big Pharma has not been able to openly trade in Cuba. Mm. So they've had to become self-sufficient. And their biggest export is doctors.
Mm.
You know, their health system is famous around the world. And one of the wonderful things about it is that in their system, a doctor who wants to use traditional Chinese medicine, who wants to use herbal medicine, nutrition or homeopathy alongside pharmaceutical medicine can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the form of healthcare that every country needs, your country and my country.
Yeah, I often said that, you know, our great economic boom that we've had over the last 100 years or such has been a detriment to us in terms of our health and healing because we abandoned the native healing. Like when I went to Africa, I joked, I said, send the white people medicine home, right? Go back to the bush, save the medicine of your ancestors.
Yeah.
And there was some homeopathy in West Africa at the time I went as well. But, you know, having the ability to have whatever's the latest and greatest and it's marketed to us has really done a detriment to our health. And
dreadful.
So, not that I want an embargo for us to have the resurgence, but I think that economic downturn tends to get people lean and mean about what really works, not what they can afford, because they won't be able to afford this kind of medicine.
Yeah. Well, as a country, we can't afford it.
Hmm.
Your country and my country.
We cannot afford it. The system is bankrupting us.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I personally feel that some of the strongest arguments for natural medicine or complementary medicine in general is going to be economic.
Yeah.
Because legislators will be forced to listen to that because from a budget point of view they won't have a choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can save in my little country, which is small compared to yours, we can save hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars a year from the health budget.
Yes.
You know, it was very interesting, Robert. Just before I came, our public broadcaster, the Australian Broadcasting Commission, and its associated broadcaster, SBS, they did a program where they looked at the waste that just in the medical system, just looking at drugs and testing procedures, $155 billion is spent from the public purse in Australia.
Yeah.
And these people were saying up to a third of that is just simple waste. It's being spent on tests which are unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's being spent on drugs which have no evidence at all of effectiveness and many of which are actually counterproductive. You know, the amount of waste in the orthodox health systems at the moment is immense.
Yeah.
If you then add in the amount that could be saved by using appropriate natural medicine, for both prevention and treatment, you know, we can save our national economies almost.
Yeah.
We don't have to keep spending more and more. We can spend less and get a better result.
So we have efficacy and economy.
Absolutely. And safety.
And safety, of course. But what about efficacy in homeoprophylaxis, like the experience in Cuba or any other that you want to mention? Because that's the place where is there evidence?
Well, of course, there's massive evidence. And it was interesting. When the swine flu scare hit, my government in Australia spent $200 million on getting swine flu vaccine for the whole country, most of which, by the way, is still sitting there. We could have immunized homeopathically the whole of Australia for less than $10 million.
Now, that's like not money.
I'm not an expert, but my understanding is in America that it cost about $4 billion when you add in the research that your president directed to be undertaken, which was a couple of billion dollars, and then the cost of developing the vaccines and all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Figures I've seen suggest about $4 billion. Now, you know, we could have done that maybe for $100 million in America.
Yeah.
So $3.9 billion was wasted just on that one thing. That's only one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you multiply that every year.
But that's, of course, the gravy of those who have bought the influence, and they get it back in spades.
Absolutely.
And that's why I say it's interesting, your background in economics, because I agree, ultimately, it isn't going to be that you suddenly embrace homeopathy because you love it. It's like, wait, we can't afford to pay the price we paid before. We better learn to love it or learn to love something that works.
Yeah.
So we got to take a break. We've got one more segment.
Okay.
This has been an extraordinary edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I hope you appreciate it as much as I do. I know you do. Dr. Isaac Golden is with us, and his website, it's listed in the show notes, HomeStudy, HOMStudy.net. And we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, Dr. Golden, I've just been, from the moment I saw you, and just as I say, immensely pleased, and here we are on the show, and I'm thinking, wait, something's gone wrong here. There's got to be something unreasonable about you somewhere. I mean, you're an economist. That's everywhere, right? I mean, is it something that you've had to soften up over time? You know how we have attitudes and strengths and opinions? And wisdom comes, life beats it out of it. I mean, is this what happened?
Well, I alluded to it in a little way, Robert, when I mentioned that one of my own children was vaccine damaged.
Okay.
Well over 30 years ago, and I then started looking at vaccination, and there was virtually no information available apart from the books and articles by that dear man, the late Professor Robert Mendelsohn from America.
Right, yes.
And he was a pioneer. I mean, he was a saint in some ways.
Yeah.
So I started to question, and he made what I thought was an outrageous claim that diseases had not been eliminated by vaccination, diseases that had been claimed to be eliminated. So I actually wrote to governments around the world, and I got replies from the American, United Kingdom, and Australian governments, and I just mapped the data that they sent. So I was looking at deaths and notifications from diseases which were covered by vaccination, plus getting the starting point when the vaccines were first introduced. And different people have done similar things, but that was the first thing I did because it's a matter of data.
Right.
And the data showed that in almost every case, certainly the deaths from these diseases had declined massively before vaccines were even introduced. And in most of the time, notifications had as well, although with measles it's a little bit different. But that sort of made me really question. Then when I started, I made a decision to change my career. to natural medicine, and when I came across homeopathy, I fell in love with it. I started with herbs and tissue salts and flower essences, which I still love.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came across homeopathy, I fell in love with it. And then to my amazement, I was never taught this in my course, I found that the founder of homeopathy, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, had first used homeopathic immunization in 1798.
Mm.
Vaccines, by the way, were first used in 1796. So both methods of disease prevention have been around for over 200 years. And I looked for evidence. There was virtually no evidence. I looked for clinical reports. And there were a lot of them over the years. I collected what information I could, designed a program that parents could use instead of the orthodox vaccination schedule, and that's when I started. That was first released in 1985, and because I knew there was no data, for every person who got a program, they got a questionnaire at the end, and I started to build a database of results.
Mm.
And that went to 2004 when I was awarded a PhD from Swinburne University, looking at that long-term study and also looking at other study, looking at the health of vaccinated HP, constitutionally protected, and people who did nothing, looking at markers of long-term health. And that was an eye-opener as well.
Wow.
Unfortunately, we don't have time, but that you could talk about that for a show.
We'll have to have you on again. And when you're not so jet-lagged, I mean, my goodness, can you imagine how sharp he'd be when he's not jet-lagged? Oh, my goodness. Well, your background in economics served you well in this regard
to
understand how to crunch data and how it makes something actually meaningful.
Yes.
Right? Because we know they throw numbers at people to distract them, razzle-dazzle them.
Yep.
And it's devoid of meaning except to maybe distract you from, again, our ability as we start again, informed, fully informed consent. You know,
yes.
That's honest, that has integrity, the information, and of course, not to be given a, we call it a snow job here.
You know, in my first lecture of statistics when I was at university, our lecturer got up and said, "Well, students, this year you will learn how to lie with facts." And we thought, this is going to be a great class.
Oh, my gosh.
It got quite boring after a while, but no, it really was. It started with an honest statement, and it's a statement which I've benefited from,
mm-hmm.
Particularly when I've started on the path of looking at research data from pharmaceutical medicine, because the flaws, the deception, the deceit in a lot of so-called hard evidence is immense.
Yeah.
One reason why pharmaceutical companies love randomized controlled trials is because they're not the gold standard. They're not perfect. They can be manipulated, and they frequently are. So it's a real problem for parents not having honest, simple, straightforward information that they can rely on.
Yeah. Well, you're providing it, and I can't wait to talk to you again already. I already miss you, and we're at the end of our first show. What a special edition. Everybody check out the website. It's linked up again, homstudy.net. All the books, of course, will be linked there as well. We didn't even get to that. There's so much more, but Dr. Golden, you're a true treasure, international, I will say, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you very much, Robert. Very generous of you.
Thank you for being with us. Remember, everybody, and it's true, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.